Hello everybody, it's George Meyer. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. So Christmas has come early in some joyous tidings on the 6th of November, and that is that Nancy Pelosi is standing down from Congress. So she's represented a congressional district in California, somewhere around San Francisco. In the United States, they very boringly, in each state, call it the first congressional district, third, second congressional district, third congressional district, blah, blah, blah. They don't call it the Bay Area or like Northwest California or some sort of other name like that. It's always ordinal numbers. Mrs. Pelosi's term expires towards the end of January 2027. She's 85 years of age. And if she lives that long, she'll be 87. Let's hope she doesn't enjoy her retirement. So she's got not long till the Grim Reaper summons her. And it's a pity there's not a hell for her to be tormented in. So she was Speaker of the House of Representatives. She led her party from 2003 to 2023. I remember those midterms in 2006 when George W. Bush was president, a Republican, and they did very well. And she was the coming woman. She was even spoken about as a presidential candidate, but she never went for it. So she's an Italian-American from the East Coast, moved to California when she married a wealthy guy, and that's it. And so Trump is jealous of her because she's the only person in the world who wears even more makeup than him. So she's said to lose a few pounds every night when she takes off her makeup. So there we are. No doubt she's had work done. So she's represented San Francisco for many years, since 1987. What else was I going to say? So she's helped negotiate an end to that 2019 government shutdown with Donald Trump. We're in another one now. Right. So the Speaker of the House of Representatives is a very important one because both the president and vice president are assassinated. Then the speaker, she becomes president. So that's the whoever's the leader of the larger party in the Speaker of the House of Representatives becomes the speaker. It's not like Speaker in the United Kingdom or Kian Kamela in the Republic of Ireland. Speaker for us is the one who takes the chair and has to be neutral, says, your turn to speak. Right, thank you. Sit down, please. Who else would like to speak? Right, it's your turn to speak. Okay, thank you. That's enough. Who else would like to speak? Okay, it's you. No, you're not allowed to say that. We must withdraw, or whatever. It's not like chairing a debate like that. It's a partisan figure and would help invite President to address both houses of Congress. And until the 1920s, that was a written report read aloud and then is invited. It's not automatic. They could refuse to invite him. And then she was seen sarcastically clapping Trump for his oration during his first term. So she done things like shepherding through some contentious legislation like the Affordable Care and Patient Protection Act under President Obama, subsequently repealed by the Republican Party. Various bills to improve roads and railways and so forth, and to arrest the growth of climate change under the Biden administration. So she's sort of straight down the line liberal left by American terms. So she was a bit of a hate figure for the grand old party. They think that she embodied the elitism of the coastal liberals and so forth, that she was tax and spend the party of big government and so forth. She also led the charge to impeach Donald J. Trump in 2019 regarding his attempt to blackmail the Ukrainians and so forth, of saying the Ukrainians, they have to find some embarrassing information on Joe Biden or I'll cut off military aid to you. Likewise, in 2021, about his incitement to storm the Capitol on 6th of January 2021 and so forth. Donald J. Trump also denounced her as an evil woman, and he expressed his satisfaction that she's stepping down, although he very disingenuously said that she'd done great service to the country, but he more authentically said she's a tremendous liability for the country. So that's it. I mean, she's not wrong on everything. She was opposed to the death penalty for adults, very much for it for children, by the way. So she's built her career drinking the blood of little children, metaphorically speaking. So she never heard of an abortion that she didn't approve of. Defenseless little girls and boys, that they should be ripped apart. They should be tortured to death. Their hearts should be injected with a deadly poison to cause cardiac arrest. That is murder, isn't it? Would you like it done to you? I think not. How would it be better to do it to you when you're much younger? How? How? How's that improvement? It is not healthcare to deliberately cause cardiac arrest, is it? And it is not healthcare to rip someone's legs off, to rip somebody's arms off, to cause that person to bleed to death. It is not healthcare to break someone's spine, is it? Do you want your spine broken? If I said that was good for my health, that your spine should be broken, would that be acceptable? Methinks not. And it's no better for a mother to do it to her daughter or son. And it's no excuse to say that the child was in utero at the time. Hypoxia, as in cutting a person off from oxygen until the point of death, is not healthcare, is it? We need oxygen to sustain life. And she advanced the preposterous argument that this was a matter of bodily autonomy. What about the baby's bodily autonomy? She expostulated the argument of génocidaire down the ages that her victims were not human. Well, they were human, they are human, and it's going on every single day. And despite being right about some things, recognizing the threat of climate change, she was an evil person. She was a mass murderer. She also encouraged the illegal occupation of Palestine, the frank racist policies of Israel, the apartheid state in the West Bank, the racist violence against defenseless Palestinian civilians, the industrial scale torture of Palestinians, the kidnapping of Palestinians by Israel, then being held hostage, often incommunicado, in extremely inhumane conditions, and so forth. The rape of Palestinian women, the rape of Palestinian men, the rape of Palestinian children, the murder of Palestinian peaceful protesters, and so forth. And that was liberalism, according to her, a woman who had the chutzpah to say that she claimed about human rights. So she is really hostis humani generis. So it's really a pity there's not a hell for her to go to be tortured for all eternity. But there we go. That's what passes for compassion amongst the Democrats. So a thoroughly wicked, vicious, bloodthirsty person, Nancy Pelosi. Not that her enemies are good. Both parties are evil in the United States. They're evil in different ways. The Democrats are not quite as vicious towards the Palestinians as the Republicans, but they're even more vicious towards children. Anyway, do what you can to defend the defenseless.